God of the universe.
Yes, he is.
He's a powerful God, a loving God. He's God just because he's God. I'd like for you to turn your attention to just a few moments in the word to Luke's Gospel. Beginning with the 17th chapter and the 11th verse. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face and giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? And where are the others? There were not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger." I want to speak with you a little while this morning. Too wrapped up in blessing to give God the glory.
All right. Amen.
Too wrapped up in blessings to give God the glory. You know, many of us can go throughout, not look back over our lives and see where we or friends or loved ones were in situations. Things that our friends couldn't help us out with, our loved ones weren't able, the banker didn't have a way, the doctor had done all that he could. We've seen situations where we got to the point where we knew that there's nothing we could do about this situation, and you give it over to the Lord. You give it over to the Lord because we know the Lord is always able. Now, he doesn't always do the things we ask him or the things we feel that we want him to do, but he's always able. Sometimes the answer to our request might be no, but he's always able. But somehow it seems that when we go through those situations and when he responds and does, we act and changes our situations, we ought to glorify the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we ought to start thanking him right away. As soon as we recognize my situation's been changed, I'm going to stop right here. I recognize that things are all right now. I recognize that I don't have to be concerned about what it was I put in the Lord's hand. He's already taken care of it. I should say that I'm going to thank him now because I don't want to wait till Sunday. I could say when I get to church on Sunday, I sure do want to thank him for what he did to me on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
But I believe you ought to thank him right away.
Yes, sir.
Realizing that you want to let him know that you appreciate, you ought to glorify the Lord when he blesses you. As we look at these lepers who were going through a terrible situation, I don't know how long they had the leprosy, but leprosy is terrible. Because of the leprosy, they weren't able to be with those who were in society. I don't know, maybe they had jobs in the past, and they had some things going on. Now, things were good, and they loved what they had. They loved their families, and things seemed to be just going great. But then they found that they were lepers. And because they were lepers, they had to get away from all of those things that they had, because they had to get away from people.
Yeah. Yeah.
They couldn't come but so close to those who were around. They had to find themselves somewhere where they were far enough away that nobody was going to be able to get close enough to them to be touched by them. Had to get away from folks. Had to get away from folks. So there they were. I believe you could probably imagine that they were in a cave somewhere. And they heard that Jesus was coming. I don't know how they heard, but they heard that Jesus was coming that way. And when they saw Jesus, they asked him to have mercy on them. And somehow in this particular case, Jesus didn't say, well, okay, I know what you need, and I'm going to heal you. Jesus just said to the priest, and throw yourself. Because you see, they realized that if they were healed or when they were healed, they had to go to the priest, and he would certify the healing.
Yeah.
So Jesus just said, go to see the priest. So they, as they went, and I think they were probably walking along, okay, and then they started noticing the healing was taking place. And while they saw the changes in their skin and saw the thing, I think they couldn't keep walking. Then they started running. And they were excited about the possibility of getting back into society. Getting back into those things that they were doing before. Go back out to that farm and take care of things out there. Get back with the family and let them know that you still love them and that somehow their lives together are going to be beautiful again. Somehow I just can't help but think that they were running. But one didn't run toward the Jerusalem.
Come on,
one turned around and ran back to Jesus. Because he was excited about what had happened, about the situation that had changed.
Well,
he was excited enough to go and fall down on his face, down by Jesus' feet, and just glorify God and thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
He thanked God for Jesus.
Wow.
A little while ago, we read the 107th Psalm, and over again in that psalm, you see that the psalmist is telling us that we ought to glorify the Lord. I'm not sure exactly who wrote it. Some say it was David, but I don't think it was, because some of the things that he says there actually that he's compared with were things after David.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not going to even try to tell you who it was. But I don't think David wrote the 107th Psalm. I'm just my, that's a stingerism, if you will. I'm taking that away from David. This first psalm of book five, and book five, as you know, that's all praises. It just starts off praising the Lord. Let me just read just a little bit of it here. Because what he says, it says, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good. For his mercy endureth forever. But then he goes on and he talks about some things that some folks were going through. I guess let me just sum it up. There are problems that came from the north and from the south and from the east and from the west. Couldn't be specific about what they were, but some of the things we sort of can relate to. But there were problems with being in bondage, and somehow it says then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress and led them forth by the right hand. This is when they were out in the wilderness. Now they've been in bondage, and now they're in the wilderness. And somehow he brought them through all that. And the psalmist says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. And then he talks about another situation. And they were going through it. Somehow it seems like it had something to do with, this is probably from the north, talking about idolatry and things. That's what their problem was. And somehow the Lord brought them through that as well. And then as we go on, we get to one place where he's talking about out on the sea. Now, we know that the Jews weren't seen there, so we're not sure just how much, where that was or what situation that it was. All we know is they found themselves in a situation where the sea was raging.
Yeah.
But somehow they talked to the Lord again, and he brought them through it. And each case, the psalmist says that same thing. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his mercy. Praise the Lord for... Doesn't matter whether it had to do with the sea, whether it had to do with bondage, whether it had to be out of the wilderness, whatever it was that you were going through, whether it was because they were hungry or because they were thirsty or whatever the situation might have been, when you put it in the Lord's hand and he brought you out of it, you ought to praise the Lord for it. It didn't have to be specific about just when those things happened.
Right.
Did happen. There were situations where the Jewish nation found themselves through all kinds of difficulties, and they cried to the Lord. Each time, they said, "We cried to the Lord." And somehow he brought them out of those situations. He said, "You ought to just praise the Lord for it." I believe what he's telling us is when they came through those situations, they came out, and because they were no longer in bondage, they got back to doing what they were doing before. That they didn't just go and praise the Lord like they should have. They didn't take the time to say, "Thank you, Lord, for bringing me out." No, what this writer is saying, what the psalmist is saying, every time you went through those things, you need to look back at it and recognize that you should have come out of it praising the Lord.
Yes,
if he brought you out, you ought to thank him for bringing you out. If he brought you through, you need to thank him for bringing you through. You could not have made it if it had not been for the Lord. That's what the psalmist is telling us. Oh, that men would just praise the Lord. I just wish folks would just praise the Lord. He's worthy of our prayer. He's worthy of our prayer. Over and over again, every situation, whether it's north, south, east, west, out on the ocean, wherever the problem came from, wherever the situation stirred itself up, wherever it was that Satan tried to knock you down, wherever it was, when you prayed and asked and he brought you through, you ought to stop right there. Stop right there and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Worship the Lord. Glorify God because of the things that he's done. We come into this Thanksgiving, and somehow it's a time when folks say, "Oh, yes, I need to stop now and spend some time thanking the Lord."
Well,
I hope that you haven't put off January's blessings until now. And if you had some situations back in March, April, and May, and the Lord brought you out, I hope you don't wait until November to thank the Lord for bringing you through and bringing you out. I don't think that we can wait. We got to thank him right then while he's filling up our hearts with joy. While he brought us, when he just brought us out. When he just brought us through the situation. Some of us here are going through some things right now. And you talk to the Lord about it. I just would ask that when the Lord brings you through it, when the Lord makes a change, you don't wait until the next major holiday. Don't wait until a special time. Don't even wait until Sunday. I think you ought to stop right there. I recognize the Lord for what you've done. And I glorify God because God has made a way when there was no way. He's able. He's able. And he's done it over and over and over again. Thanksgiving. We set aside a day when we're going to thank the Lord for all that he's done. But I believe Reverend Pope would say, I believe he'd say every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day is a day when you ought to praise the Lord. If he got you up in the morning, it's a day of thanksgiving. If you had some food on your table today, it's a day of thanksgiving. If you have enough strength to get up and come out to this place, I mean, this is a day of thanksgiving. Every day, every day, every day, when he brings you out of your situation, when he brings you through your problems, when he takes away the things that are keeping you from being able to do all that you need to do, when he makes those changes, when you feel the change, when you recognize he's got his arms all around you, you ought to praise him right there. I believe he's ready for praise. I don't know what he's brought you through. I don't know what your situation might have been, but I think that you got reason to praise him. Don't wait till Thanksgiving. Don't wait until Thanksgiving. You know, there was a young man who was in the hospital here in Leesburg, and they thought he wasn't going to make it through. As a matter of fact, his family didn't want to watch him go away, and they felt that it was just that bad. So they didn't go into the room much. And so I went by, and we prayed together. And somehow, I guess, he put it in the Lord's hands, too. We prayed, and he was praying. That's important. I can go pray, but he was praying. And somehow, after he had prayed and asked the Lord to make a difference, about a week later, not only was he out of the hospital, he came here to visit the church a couple of times. But now, you can't find him. Somehow, it seems he's forgotten about it all the Lord brought him to. So your praise and thanks for things that God has done for him, it ought not stop after that one day of prayer. And then we just say, okay, so we said, thank you, Lord, for bringing me out. and now I'm going back to where I was. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me through. Our praise ought to be more than just saying thank you to the Lord. It ought to be changing who we are in such a way that we become more what the Lord would have us to be. Praise the Lord, not just with your words. Glorify God, not just by raising your hand and saying thank you. Praise the Lord, not just by getting loud about it, but praise the Lord by the way you live and the way you change and you recognize what he did for you. Lord, did something for me. I'm going to glorify him by the way I live. I'm going to glorify the Lord by the way I walk. I'm going to glorify the Lord by testifying about how he brought me through and I was able to make changes when there seemed that no change was possible. I'm going to praise the Lord and worship the Lord. I believe he wants me to tell somebody about how he brought me through and how he brought me out. I believe I need to let somebody know my God is good. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to lift him up because of the situations that he's brought me through. He's brought me through. He's brought me out. I'm going to praise his name. He's brought me through. He's brought me out. I'm going to glorify the Lord by the way that I live and by the way that I walk. He's brought me out of situations I could not get out of by myself. He's lifted me up when I was down. Made changes, made changes, made changes. And I thank the Lord for it. Remember, felt good about what the Lord had done. And he went back right there to thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for what he's done. And I just can't stop praising. Somebody said, Pastor Stengel has to pray too much. Well, maybe they didn't say that, but I do pray an awful lot. And I love to pray because somehow I think the Lord wants me to talk with him. He wants me to communicate with him. He wants me to listen to him. But he also wants me to open up my heart and somehow just have a relationship with him. If you realize who he is, recognize what he's been, what he's brought you through, you're going to glorify the Lord. And as you glorify the Lord, that relationship that you have with him is going to go stronger and stronger. I heard somebody say, as praises go up, blessings come down. More and more blessings. More and more praise. And I'm just so glad. I'm so glad that I'm a witness. I'm a witness that God is able to change situations. And every time God changes a situation in my life, I'm not too proud to fall down on my knees and glorify the Lord. They said that leper fell down all the way on the stage, down at the feet of Jesus, and glorified God because of what he had done. God's done some good things for you. I can say that. This, on an individual basis, I can say God has done good things for you. God has done good things for you. God has been good to you. God has changed some situations in your life. God has lifted you up. God has made things so that you're able to come through situations that you couldn't have come through all by yourself. God knows who you are and he loves you. He's able to make changes where changes are needed. You know that because of what he's done. I just hope you pause long enough before you start taking advantage of all the good that he's given you to praise him and glorify him. All those lepers had something they wanted to get back to. But they had been blessed. And so they had to get busy using their newfound freedom. No longer out there where they had to wait on somebody to bring them food and water. No, they were free to do what they needed to get back into what life was. They were blessed. But somehow, it seemed because of their blessing, they were too busy and in too big a hurry to thank the Lord who had provided them with that special blessing. Don't be too busy to thank him. Don't take advantage of the beautiful things he does without saying thank you, Lord, for what you've done. That job that you thought you'd never get, and you got it. Don't let that job get you in a position where, I worked all week last Sunday. I got tired on Sunday. First time I got a car, I don't have time to wash it, except on Sunday.
Come on, Brad. Come on.
Don't allow your blessings to create a situation where you're not doing what the Lord would have you to do. Praise Him, not just with your words.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Him with the things you do and the way you change your life. He's worthy.
Yes,
glorify the Lord.
Yes.
Glorify the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Glorify the Lord.
Yes.
With your words, shout out. It's all right. I know there's some folks who get louder when they when the Lord know the Lord is done. I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking. But it's all right to get loud. Yes, it is. But you know, some folks, when they get all filled up about what the Lord has done for them, and that their knees get weak, they can't even stand up. I'm excited by what the Lord just did for me. I'm recognizing the blessing, and I want the Lord to know it, but I can't get up right now. I can wave my hand for him, and there are tears coming out of my eyes. I'm just so glad that you did something. So the way I praise and the way you praise, the way I glorify, the way you glorify, might be a little different. Everybody else on the feet, Reverend Stephen, sitting up there with tears in his eyes. No, that's just the spirit handles me at this time. I may not praise him like you praise him, but God knows I love him. And I glorify him. Not just in words, but I try to live in such a way that I give God the glory. Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God, Father, we love you so much. And we thank you so much for the beautiful way that you continue to touch our lives. Every Father can figure out on situations that we've been in, problems that weighed us down, and we called on you. And somehow you answered our prayers and changed our situation. Father, we ask that somehow you just continue to remind us that at the time we make the change, at the time we come through, that we need to focus on you even more than we focus on the blessing that you provided us with. We need to thank you. We need to praise you. We need to glorify you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all the blessings. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Father, for an opportunity to praise and glorify your name. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please stand. There may be somebody here who has not yet said yes to the Lord. They recognize him as a part of saying, he is God. They recognize that he is all-powerful. They recognize that he loves us more than we love ourselves. But somehow they have not said yes and given themselves over to the Lord. So if that's you, if you've been thinking about it, they've been putting it, waiting for that special time, that special day, let this be that day. It doesn't have to be on Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, Mother's Day. The day that you say yes to the Lord will be a mark on your calendar that's so positive that you'll be able to look back and remember how special it was when you said to the world, I've decided to make Jesus my choice. Don't wait till you get it right. Don't wait till you get yourself all cleaned up. Don't wait till you become all that you think you need to be, all that God would have you to be. No. Say yes. Say yes when the Lord touches your heart and you feel it. When the Lord says, come on. He's had his arms open. He's been waiting for you all of your life. Waiting for you to say yes. He's already done the difficult part, the painful part for your salvation. All you need to do is accept that salvation by recognizing he is the Son of the living God and recognizing him as the Savior who's able to bring you through. Trust him, love him, accept him. Is there someone who wants to say yes to the Lord? Or maybe now there's someone who's already said yes. You recognize who he is. You recognize his power. You recognize his love. But somehow you put off. You put off saying yes. That I'm going to become a part of this household of faith. You still got a whole somewhere else in the church. But you aren't able to get there. You feel like, well, I said yes to the Lord, and I do need a church home. Maybe that's you. Maybe the promises you made, the commitments you made at that church, maybe you can fulfill them here. Because it's not about fulfilling them with the church. It's about fulfilling the promises you made to the Lord. Is there someone who wants to become a part of this household of faith, this household of love, this family? Is there someone who wants to become a part of the First Mile Baptist Church? God bless you all. I'm glad.